And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jeff Neiman. As a former member of the UNC Board of Governors and proud alumnus of three of UNC's member institutions, the news of UNC President Tom Ross's transition left me, and everyone else apparently, with a lot of questions. One thing seems clear. This was not President Ross's decision. He made it clear when he had no plans to leave anytime soon. The president serves at the pleasure of the BOG, and so it is completely the board's prerogative to hire and fire the president. In fact, pretty much the most important thing it does. So the question is, why? I listened, like many of you, and watched the president's press conference with board chairman John Fenebresque a couple of times, and the chairman certainly didn't provide any answers to that question. He opened with the statement, "This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, and worked well with our board." Okay, maybe it had something to do with Ross's age. Not according to Fenebresque. Age had nothing to do with this, full stop. President Ross has our complete confidence. Well, the athletic academic scandal at UNC Chapel Hill has gotten a lot of news. Maybe that's the reason. Fenebresque said, "Absolutely not. President Ross has handled that situation in exemplary fashion, and I have been with him all the way." Well, perhaps privately, some members are unhappy with the president. Ross said, "I've had no one express dissatisfaction." Well then, how about politics? Once again, the chairman said, "Absolutely not." When Ross was asked if he believed politics played a role in his transition, he said, "I think the board is committed to this university. I think they'll remain committed to this university." Wait, huh? I don't mean this as a criticism of the president, and I completely understand why he did it, but that was a pretty illuminating dodge of that question. So, did politics play a role in the decision? I'll have more on that in a later commentary. This is Jeff Neiman.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.